Today's reading begins in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14. Isaiah 59, verse 14. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far away. For truth has stumbled in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter. Truth is lacking, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. The Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought him salvation, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself in zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, so will he repay. Wrath to his adversaries, repayment to his enemies. To the coastlands he will render repayment. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is upon you, and my words that I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of the mouth of your offspring, or out of the mouth of your children's offspring, says the Lord, from this time forth and evermore. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around, and see, they all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant, your heart shall thrill and exult. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister to you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will beautify my beautiful house. Who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? For the coastlands shall hope for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from afar, their silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has made you beautiful. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Your gates shall be open continually, day and night they shall not be shut, that people may bring to you the wealth of the nations, with their kings led in procession. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish, these nations shall be utterly laid waste. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the pine, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bending low to you, and all who despised you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you majestic forever, a joy from age to age. You shall suck the milk of nations, and shall nurse at the breast of kings. And you shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold, and instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze, instead of stones, iron, I will make your overseers peace, and your taskmasters righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Your people shall all be righteous, they shall possess the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I might be glorified. The least one shall become a clan, and the smallest one a mighty nation. I am the Lord, in its time I will hasten it. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins, they shall raise up the former devastations, they shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and tend your flocks, foreigners shall be your plowmen and vine dressers, but you shall be called the priest of the Lord. They shall speak of you as the ministers of our God, you shall eat the wealth of the nations, and in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame there shall be a double portion, instead of dishonor they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore in their land they shall possess a double portion, they shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice, I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation, he has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. Where we started in chapter 59, verse 14, seems to indicate that God was ready to extend his help to his people, but they weren't ready to repent. And so justice was turned back, righteousness stands far away, truth is lacking. The Lord saw all of this, and it displeased him that there was no justice. This has not made God to abandon his people, though. He is ready to be active for them. He is ready to, in essence, do spiritual battle for them. But it is according to their deeds that he will repay. He will bring wrath to their adversaries, repayment to his enemies. The coastlands will render repayment. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from all directions. Chapter 60 gives us this picture of nations bringing tribute to God as the glory of the Lord is shining to the ends of the earth. These nations will be drawn to this light, and these foreigners will bring the people back and help them to rebuild. Verse 7 mentions by name those among them, those of Kedar and Nebaioth. Kedar was a son of Ishmael. Nebaioth was the eldest son of Ishmael. They were nomadic tribes east of Syria in the northern region of the Arabian Desert. Tarshish is mentioned usually in order to describe how far people would come or how far people would go, because it was a long way away at the edge of the settled world in the Old Testament. It was a place of trade somewhere in the southwest of Spain. Foreigners will build the walls, but they will not need to shut the gates. It'll be peaceful. It'll be prosperous. The Lord will be the everlasting light, your God will be your glory. The sun shall not go down, nor the moon withdraw itself. Chapter 61 shifts into this different context, stating the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance, and to comfort all that are mourning. This seems to be a messianic prophecy in which this servant that we've seen talked about, chapter 42, chapter 58, even back a little bit in chapter 11, that this servant is speaking and describing this wonderful time that is the year of the Lord's favor. And that phrase, the year of the Lord's favor, refers to a year when slaves were freed and the land was returned to its original owners. It was supposed to occur every 50th year. And on the Day of Atonement, there would be a trumpet blast in which all of this would occur. But this is being described as happening under this servant. And we know whom the messianic servant is. It is Jesus, who is the Christ. All good things come through him. And that's what's being described here in this section, is those many good things that would come at that time. Think on these things, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.